Blog Talk Radio.
And now, it is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Roof, with the hosts, Oscar York and Chris Edwards. And here they are, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris.
All right, TGIF, it is Friday. It is June 28th. It's actually my cousin's birthday up in Tacoma, Washington. I wish them happy birthday on Facebook. Dear Brother Oscar, and it is a wonderful day. It is beautiful as the Lord, we realize, is so great. On Psalms 96, chapter verse 4, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. And we thank God once again, our Lord Jesus Christ, for allowing this show to be aired on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar and me, Brother Chris, as it is TGIF Friday, June 28, 2019, 11:24 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the great state of California. And it is currently 64 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it's going to be a high today of 74 degrees. It is 64% humidity, and it is southwesterly winds at 9 miles an hour. Air quality is good, it says. And it's going to be a low tonight of 55 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And how are you, my dear beloved brother, out in the great state of Ohio, in the eastern part of the United States? Brother Oscar York, Miami's Bird.
I am in the house, as young people may say, Brother Chris. We're doing fine here. We have a warm day also. I'm not a weatherman like you, Brother Chris, but the weatherman said it's going to be in the 80s today, and I believe everyone is happy about that. I know the young people are because they get a chance to go to the swimming pools and do some fishing or whatever they love to do. But we find here this time is 2:25 here, Brother Chris, and we're so blessed to be coming on this fine program, Chatting from the Word, along with Brother Chris. We're so blessed to bring you this program at this time, and the Lord has blessed all of us to see a day that none of us has never witnessed before, to give us a second chance to make it right with Him, another chance to be close with Him. And we are glad of that. We praise the Lord for that, because He loved us enough, my listeners, to give us another day to see. When some is not around to see it, we are blessed to be alive and on this side of heaven. Praise the Lord.
All right. To our listening audience, we thank you once again for tuning in to Block Talk Radio. We were experiencing some technical difficulties for a few minutes before our show time, and so we had to work that out, and we got those kinks worked out. But Oscar's got a great lesson for us today. Who is Christ? Who is Christ? And he's taking his scriptural text from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 9 through verses 19, I believe. And we'll be looking forward to your message today from our dear beloved brother in Christ. And it's always refreshing to come on the air and to be with our listening audience and to play these wonderful, melodious a cappella tracks of all these great gospel artists in Christ. It's just really, really a wonderful experience.
Oh, fine here too, Brother Chris. I'm so grateful to be coming on, and we had a little difficulties, but it straightened itself out, and I'm glad it did. Our first selection that we're going to play for you this morning, this afternoon at 2 and at 11. Okay, I keep forgetting. It's afternoon here, but it's going to be the Melody Airs. Bro, Chris, you close to that group, aren't you? The Melody Airs out of Houston, Texas.
I posted some of their tracks on YouTube on my Facebook page. Yeah,
right,
you probably saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to play How Great God Is Able. How Great God Is Able. Here you go.
Thank you.
That was the Melody Ayers, How Great God is Able. And he is definitely able, my friend. He is definitely able.
Amen, amen. The psalmist says in Psalm chapter 47, verse 7, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful song. Wow.
Amen. We know he's able, though. And he
right.
raised the dead, calmed the sea.
Absolutely.
Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. We know that he is definitely able. We're going to get into our next selection. We are going to play. We haven't played this one in a long while. It's a Few Good Men Music Ministry. I could sing about heaven. I could sing about heaven. Here we go.
All right.
Oh,
That was a Three Good Men ministry. I could sing about heaven. I know I can
nice
sing
track.
About heaven because we hope
Amen.
That I go. I hope I go there one day, Brother Chris. And I know you are hoping the same.
You got it. You got it, my brother. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And that is so wonderful, brother. And it is wonderful to know. Like Nehemiah said a long time ago, thousands of years ago, before the birth of Christ, he said, I beseech you, O Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness of those who love him and keep his commandments. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 5.
Amen, Brother Chris. Amen. It is time for our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Call in those requests if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for. And the time to do that is now. If you have a prayer request, call it on in. Call it on in. Let me see here, Brother Chris. I gotcha. Here we go.
Right.
Thank you.
If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 4 and 1, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." Brother Chris.
Father God, we thank you once again for another day, Father. We thank you for getting us through this week. And, Father, we pray, Father, for the health and welfare of all our listening audience and our families, Brother York family and my family, the Edwards family. We thank you, Father, and we pray a special prayer. I talked, Father, with a couple of co-workers who have requested prayer for their marital relationships, a brother, good friends of mine, co-workers, Steve Williams, who's going through some really turbulent marital problems right now, and his wife is seeing some other gentlemen. We pray, Father, for him and his situation, Father, and to comfort him through this time. And I tried to counsel him a couple of nights ago, Father. He had ask for my wisdom and, Father, to, in prayer for his relationship. I pray also for Gerald DeCure, a good friend of mine from high school, was a great football player in high school, Father, and I pray for him and his fiancée, Father, for their having some problems in their relationship, and, Father, and I pray for him as well that he can seek your wisdom. And, Father, that humility is the key, Father, to work out relationships through your will and your word, Father, and wisdom for and direction for our lives, Father. Pray a special prayer, Father, for our political turbulent situation here in the United States, and, Father, and the heightened escalated problems between the U.S. and Iran, Father, and the quest for nuclear power. We pray, Father, for that they can work out through talks and discussions that, Father, will minimize the nuclear threat, and, Father, and that the U.S. and Iran and other countries around the world, and Vladimir Putin, who's the leader of the Russian, over in Russia, Soviet Union, Father, they can work out their differences, and that, Father, I pray that you can enter into the hearts of those, our leaders, and that they can find ways to make for more peace between the nations and tranquility and goodwill for all men. We pray, Father, for all our politicians that represent each state in the United States and all our leaders, Father, around the world, Father, that they can aim to legislate policies and laws that will be implemented for the good for all societies, Father. And we pray, Father, also for those incarcerated. Perhaps programs such as this on the air can point them in the way of Christ. We also pray for those that have departed from the faith, from church fellowship, and need encouragement, Father, and need to be redirected. And, Father, as apostate in their relationship with thee, Father, that they can renew their relationship with you and their allegiance to Christ
and Father, that they can be encouraged by such programs on air through the Churches of Christ to help them, to point them back to the cross, and that, Father, they will come back for restoration of their soul and to align themselves with your will and work out their salvation in Jesus Christ and continue to be faithful, not only to the church, but most importantly to you, Father. And this is our prayer for all our listening audience and all of those that are believers around the world in Jesus Christ, that we can point people to Christ through his gospel. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. As always, Brother Chris, sure know how to approach the throne of grace. Thank you, Brother Chris, for a fine prayer, and we hope
my
that the listeners was thank you. Welcome. I hope the listener was listening and to your prayer, and hope they prayed along with you, and that you prayed for something that was on their mind. Thank you, Brother Chris, and we thank the Lord for a man of faith as Brother Chris. We want to go to do our testimonial moments. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, you can do so now. If it's something
Amen.
That you've been through and God seen you through it, share it with our audience. Let them know that whatever they're going through, the Lord will help them through it. The number is 657-383-0883. Call your testimony in. Now, if you don't call today, you can call next week, because this is Friday, and we won't be back on until Monday. Okay?
That's right.
And here we go. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. I guess we have none at this time to call a testimony in. So we'll go directly to our sponsorship. And as you know, my listening audience, we've been asking for sponsorship, someone to help us financially to bring this program on. We're on Mondays through Fridays if there's no difficulties getting on. And we need your help. We need your financial help. Whatever you can spare, whatever your finances can bear to send it. We'd be happy that you do, but we appreciate any amount that you send. If it's a dollar, if it's 10, 20, or 30 monthly, we will appreciate that. And we do accept one-time donations if you have it to give. We appreciate that also. And churches, you can get involved with this ministry too. Help us out. Put us in your budget for 2019. Please do that. Please bless us here as we bless you all with good singing and good teaching. So bless us here, Teddy, from the Word to keep this air, to keep this program on the air. You know how to do it. I'm on a PayPal. Pull up PayPal, pull in my email address, and whatever amount you put in will be fine. And as you know, we on myself and Brother Chris, we on Facebook. If you want to send your money any other kind of way besides PayPal, let us know. And I do have an email address. My email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage. My webpage address is OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're there on my webpage, I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, which God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. And the proceeds will go towards chatting from the Word. You know my motto. I say it every day on the air. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercase e06915@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and I on Facebook and Messenger 24/7. If you'd like to leave your comments and let us know what you think of the show, we hope it's an asset to your spiritual walk, and these songs that are played on the air can aid you in the way of Jesus Christ and his wonderful grace and mercy and salvation. We also love to hear your comments concerning what you think of the program. If you have any constructive criticism, if you have any testimonies you'd like to share, if you have anything you need clarification on regarding pertaining to your life or to what's going on throughout the world, and you have any things that you need clarification on through the Word of God, that's why Brother Oscar and I are here. Or if you have any prayer requests, let us know what's on your heart, because this is an open forum. So we believe that as members of the Churches of Christ, we're going to speak only the oracles of God. If any man minister, we believe that let him minister as the ability in which God giveth, that God above all things may be glorified, and whom be praised, dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. So we're going to give you not our opinion, not what some creed books say, but we're going to give you thus said the Lord, because after all, when the final consummation of all things is going to be the Word of God that's going to judge us all in the final hour of the system of the universe. When it's all said and done, we want to make sure we're on the right side of God's graces and his mercy, that we will see him in eternity in peace. And that's what it's all about. You can also reach us on LinkedIn.com, and also we download the program on Twitter, on Block Talk Radio, this wonderful show, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar and me. And also you can reach me on Instagram. So there are a variety of social media platforms that you can reach us at, because we as members of the Churches of Christ, we believe in this. Speaking where the Bible speak, and we aim to be silent where the Bible is silent. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. That is correct. Thank you, Brother Chris. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Before the message, we're going to play another selection. And again,
right,
we haven't played a tongue tie here, Brother Chris. we haven't played this one in quite some time too. It's Craig Owens and Dwayne, All My Trials. And here we go.
Amen.
I'm
whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And from these scriptures, I like to ask a question. Although Jesus asked the question here to his disciples, who do men say the Son of Man am? But today I want to ask you, my listeners, who is Christ? Do you really know who Christ is? Many of us are confused who Christ really is. And here they're confused, because I believe, and this is the reason why I read from 6 to 19, I believe that the disciples, that Christ knew them, that they were listening to some of the mess, I can use that word, Brother Chris, that the Pharisees and the Sadducees were putting down. That's why Jesus said 11 of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Because you know 11. 11 is that compound you put in bread to make it rise up. See, without the 11, that bread won't be nothing. And here the Pharisees and Sadducees, reason why he called that doctrine 11, because it causes things to rise up. It causes, if I may use this term, confusion. And we know, according to 1 Corinthians 14:33, that Christ is not the author of confusion, but Satan is.
Right.
And this was Satan. Here the Pharisees and Sadducees were trying to put down Christ, were trying to talk about Christ using what? The Word of God itself. So here Christ kind of recognized maybe the Pharisees and the Sadducees was talking to his disciples. And here they were going to the other side, forgot to bring some bread, something to eat. And here in verse 6, Jesus says, take heed that beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Here, Jesus wasn't talking about the leaven of the bread or bread itself, but he was talking about the doctrine and the false teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And when Jesus explained more what he was talking about, the disciples finally understood. But listen how Christ said. He said, ye of little faith. And then most may wonder, why would Jesus say little faith? It's because they're worrying about food. They're worrying about eating. When they knew Jesus is a miracle worker. Jesus even said here in verse 9, do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000, how many baskets you took up, and then the 7 loaves and the 4,000, how many baskets you took up. They knew Jesus can make something out of nothing, but here they were thinking about bread. But Jesus was not talking about bread. He was talking about the teachings and the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Pharisees,
right.
Because Jesus knew that they was acting upon out what Satan was putting in their minds to destroy him before he even get on the cross. If I may say it like that, Brother Chris. They were trying to destroy Jesus before he could even die on the cross and bring salvation in. And I am so glad he brought salvation in. But the question still remains, Brother Chris, who is Christ? And here Christ put that question to his disciples. Because I believe that Christ knew that they might have been listening to them devils of the Pharisees and the Sadducees' doctrine to change their minds about him. And listen to how Christ applied the question to them. Christ said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He didn't ask, "Who you think I am yet?" But he said, "Whom do men say?" In other words, referring to the Pharisees and Sadducees and others who did not believe that he was Jesus Christ. But he was Christ. But their answer, listen to their answer. Listen to them. They said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, are one of the prophets." You would think they would know who he was. You would think that they would know that he was the Son of God, the miracles he did with feeding the multitude, the healing of the sick, making the blind to see again. You would think that they would recognize that this was somebody. And then Jesus took the question to Simon Peter. He said to them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And then Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon, but Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven." Here Jesus said, "Now I know you didn't get this from me. I know you didn't get it from the flesh. The only way you know who I am is because my Father in heaven revealed it to you, Simon Peter."
That's right.
And then he said, "And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it." In this statement, so many people are so confused, Brother Chris, about this statement, because many believe that Jesus was talking about Peter himself building the church on Peter. But he wasn't talking about Peter. He was talking about the confession Peter made. Listen to how Jesus took the statement. He said, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock." He didn't say upon Peter. He didn't say upon you, Peter. But he said upon this rock, which was referring to the statement he made, that he is the statement that he made, not the fact that he is talking about Peter. Because if you know anything about Peter's name, it means petrol or small stone, not a rock. And here Jesus said, "Upon this rock I would build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it." He said, "My church." He didn't say John the Baptist. John the Baptist. He didn't say he building Boniface the Third Catholic Church. All right, Catholic churches. He didn't say no Methodist. He didn't say no Lutheran. But Jesus says, "Upon this rock I will build my church," showing that he is the possessor of the church, my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevent it or prevail against it. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Most may be wondering what Jesus is talking about when he's talking about the keys. My friend, he's talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because if you read the Bible and you go to Acts 2, Peter preached the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost, which opened the minds of men. And the gospel is still doing that today. Open the minds of men, and it is the key of the kingdom of heaven. And he said, now we are given to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The question still remains, who is Christ? And Christ is sent as his disciples. Who do men say that I am? Many today are confused. Many today, like I said, call themselves everything else except but Christ, except but Christians, except but saying I am the body of Christ or the church of Christ. And that's who Christ is. He is the Son of the living God. And many of us, we do not want to accept that. If I can put it in those terms. Because many of us, just like these disciples, lack faith. Many of us, like these disciples, lack belief. Even after seeing Jesus doing these miracles, even after seeing Jesus doing the impossible, they still lack faith. They still, some did not know who Christ is. So I ask you the question again, and I'm addressing, who is Christ? And if you decide Christ and is who he is, visit a body of Christ, a church of Christ, coming Sunday. Brother Chris.
All right. We just thank you, Brother Oscar, for that wonderful message on who is Christ. And we'd like to give the invitation. Well, you heard the word of Brother Oscar from the word of God, the gospel concerning Christ. And who he is. Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins and turn from your way of sin and to turn to Christ and ask for God to take over your life, surrender your will to the cause of Christ, and acknowledge the sweetest name of mortal tongue? You're willing to do that? Then you're willing to accept baptism for remission of sins. You contact the blood of Christ in immersion in water to wash away those sinful stains. And by the blood of Christ, you are added to the New Testament church that you can read about in the Bible, and that you can praise God and have favor with all the people, because the Lord has added you to the body of Christ. And a great lesson, Brother Oscar. I want to go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings you brought our way. We thank you for this day, time that we spend with our lips of free with each listener. Help them to have a beautiful, beautiful day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today from the Word of God.
Amen.
Bye-bye. See you
next Bye-bye, Sunday. Everybody. Have a great weekend. Keep the faith.
Amen.
Be safe.
Amen.
See you on Monday, God willing.
That's it.